My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to tell you about an exciting and a unique race that only happens in the Philippines, in a particular place in Mindanao, during the town fiesta every year. It is a fast race among the habal-habal riders. Habal-habal is a motorcycle modified with wooden plank attached to each side to seat up to 13 persons. It is a poor people's mode of transportation where buses and tricycles cannot stand the rough, steep terrain and narrow roads. And so at this race, each habal-habal carried 10 sacks of rice, and a person on each side without any fastener and rope to tie the sacks of rice. So when a sack or two fall, the rider must stop to pick them up or quit the race. In one of the races, there were at least 10 riders to compete. One of them was the champion a year before, and he was so good and experienced a driver that many believed that he could win the race again. But he was not sure. Yet because family members and friends believed in him, he began to believe in himself also. Then there was this young rider who was the favorite to dethrone the champion. He was reckless and fearless. Many believed he could win. They had to negotiate the rough road oval 5 times to win. Then came the moment of "In your march, get set, go." The gun sounded, and all participants raced fast. Some of them, after one lap, found their sacks of rice fell and gone. The young rider led the race all the way until the final lap. Then he did something he should never have done. He glanced over his shoulder to see how far behind him the champion rider was. That was when the sacks of rice fell and the champion rider shot fast to win the race. My dear brothers and sisters, as I reflect on that race, I found two striking resemblances or similarities between the habal-habal race rider and the story in today's gospel. In today's gospel, Jesus called out to Peter to come to him across the water. And because Peter believed in Jesus, he stepped out on the boat, of the boat, onto the water. Peter found himself doing the impossible simply because he believed in Jesus. If Jesus believed Peter could walk on water, then Peter believed it too. In a similar way, the habal-habal champion rider found himself doing the impossible because his family members and friends believed he could do it again. And so the first similarity is that both stories are about one's personal faith in another. And this brings us to the second similarity. As Peter walked across the water to Jesus, he suddenly grew alarmed. For a brief moment, he took his eyes off Jesus and looked down at the turbulent water. That was his fatal mistake. He began to sink. In a similar way, the confident young reckless driver grew alarmed about the champion following him closely. For a brief moment, he took his eyes off his goal and looked back at his opponent. And that was his fatal mistake. He lost the race. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the second similarity is that in both stories, the person grows alarmed, takes his eyes off the goal, and falters. The story of the Habal-Habal race and the story of Peter and Jesus contains an important practical message for each one of us in this church. It's a twofold message. First, the stories underscore the importance of faith in our lives. My dear brothers and sisters, we are not like Peter in today's gospel. Jesus has called us to be his followers in this modern 21st century world. And trying to follow Jesus today is almost like trying to walk on water. It's next to impossible. But Jesus believes we can do it. So like Peter, we should believe we can do it too. Second, the two stories underscore the importance of keeping our eyes on our goal. As Peter walked toward Jesus, he suddenly became alarmed at the high winds and high waves. For a brief moment, he took his eyes off Jesus. He began to focus on the impossibility of what he was doing. And that was his fatal mistake. He began to sink. My dear brothers and sisters, we are a lot like Peter. There are times when we grow alarmed at the high winds and the high waves of being a Christian in today's world. And like Peter, for a brief moment, we take our eyes off Jesus. And that is our fatal mistake. We begin to sink. And this raises us an important question. What should we do when we find that we have taken our eyes off Jesus? What should we do when we find that we are sinking spiritually, just as Peter found himself sinking physically? My dear brothers and sisters, the answer is obvious that we almost miss it. We should do exactly what Peter did. We should cry out to Jesus, Or to put it in a more familiar way, we should turn to Jesus in prayer. When we turn to Jesus in prayer, He will stretch out His hands and rescue us as He rescued Peter. And at that moment, when He puts His hand in our hand, we too will experience what Peter did. We will experience Jesus for who He truly is, the Son of God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the message in today's gospel comes down to this. If we are to follow Jesus across the stormy seas of today's world, we must keep our eyes fixed on Him. If, however, we should take our eyes off Him, as we will certainly do from time to time, we should do what Peter did. We should call out to Jesus for help. And in the process of being helped by Jesus, we will discover what Peter did, that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Let me close with these words of the prophet Isaiah. They fit today's gospel beautifully. It is found in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3. I quote, "Thus says the Lord who created you, fear not, I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You shall not drown, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Amen.